This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. An all-party meeting convened ahead of the budget session of Parliament was held at the Parliament House complex today. During the meeting, the government sought cooperation from all political parties to ensure a smooth functioning of the Parliament session. Speaking to the media after the meeting, Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said President Draupadi Murmu will address both Houses of Parliament on the opening day of the budget session tomorrow. He added that after the President's address, an economic survey will be presented. He further stated that on Saturday, the Union Budget will be presented. He said there are 16 bills and 19 businesses already listed in the House.
There are total 16 bills listed and total 19 business which are already there in the house. These business will be taken up only after the process for the budgeting is completely over.
Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah chaired a review meeting on the implementation of the three new criminal laws in Gujarat today. The meeting reviewed the implementation and present status of various new provisions related to police, jail, courts, prosecution and forensics in Gujarat. The Chief Minister of Gujarat, Bhupendra Patel, was also present during the meeting. In the meeting, Mr. Shah highlighted that the essence of the three new criminal laws lies in the provision of delivering justice within 3 years from the filing of an FIR. Mr. Shah said the Gujarat government should ensure the implementation of the new criminal laws in all commissionerates by the 30th of April 2025 and across the entire state at the earliest. A team of poll officials has reached the Kapurthala House, the official residence of Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann in the national capital this evening after it received a complaint about alleged cash distribution. One of the officials present there told media that a complaint of money distribution was received on the Sea Vigil app of the Election Commission and a flying squad team came for the inquiry. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has clarified that it has not ordered any such action and the matter is related to a complaint on Sea Vigil app. Official sources added that the Commission does not interfere in the work of investigative agencies. Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal today questioned the Election Commission after the poll panel asked him to substantiate his allegations of poisoning the Yamuna River. Replying to media queries in New Delhi, Mr. Kejriwal said he will send 3 bottles of ammonia-contaminated water with 7 parts per million to the Election Commission as well. He alleged that there is an open distribution of money in Delhi and the poll body should address it. Meanwhile, the BJP stated that the people of Chandigarh have given a befitting reply to the AAP by granting the BJP victory in the mayor polls in the city. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said India will create its own foundational model of AI in the coming months. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav said India's foundational model will be able to compete with the world's best model. He said a framework has been created calling for proposals to develop India's very own AI model. The minister also announced that an AI safety institution will be established. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that 364 trains were running continuously throughout the night for the evacuation of devotees who visited Mahakumbh on Mauni Amavasya yesterday. Talking to media in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said the whole team of railway worked in coordination with the state government. He said nearly 12 lakh devotees boarded these trains to reach their respective cities. Uttar Pradesh Chief Secretary Manoj Kumar Singh and DGP Prashant Kumar visited Sangam Ghat at Mahakumbh Prayagraj today and inspected the incident area which claimed 30 lives yesterday. The tragic incident took place yesterday at the Akhada route near the Sangam. During the visit, they assessed the situation and reviewed the security arrangements. Mela Officer Vijay Kiran Anand and DIG Vaibhav Krishna were also present. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath had directed the Chief Secretary and DGP yesterday to assess the situation and submit the report over the incident. In badminton, the World Championships medalist Kidambi Srikanth advanced to the quarterfinals of the men's singles event at the ongoing Thailand Masters Badminton Tournament in Bangkok, Thailand today. Srikanth, the world number 47, defeated Jason Gunawan of Hong Kong within 2 successive games. And with that, we end this news bulletin.